as we work to turn the corner on COVID-19. First, we have to do more to vaccinate the 66 million unvaccinated people in America. It's essential.
That's President Joe Biden yesterday touting the effectiveness of vaccine mandates in the workplace and schools. NBC's political director and a man who also happens to be the moderator of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, joins us now on Arizona's Morning News. And Chuck, I don't mean to hit you with a bunch of numbers right out of the gate, but I wanted to mention this. So this recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey shows that a measly 4% of respondents say they'll only get vaccinated if their workplace mandates it. The hell no's, as I call them, are holding steady at around 15%, the people that absolutely aren't going to get this. And those who say they're willing to decide still is now only at 7%. So really, how many people are left to get the vaccine, to be convinced?
Well, that is a question. And I think the White House has decided that the mandate is the only way to their only tool left. They don't have any more tools of persuasion or anything like that. And that we probably about the only thing left to increase the number of vaccinated is tying it to mandates. And so that's what you're going to see them continue to push. You look at the numbers, I think, what is it? We're about 67 million people still haven't had one dose of adults that are sitting out there. So, but it does feel as if we are hitting a wall here eventually, as you point out in those numbers. I mean, that's, you know, there's only so much that can be done.
And we're hearing this morning the alarm is being raised for holiday travelers because 40% of TSA workers have not been vaccinated yet. Can you imagine what the lines are going to be like if they don't get those shots?
Well, or how about the alternative? You know, they supposedly the deadline for them to get vaccinated, they're part of the federal government mandate, is in mid to late November. So let's say a bunch of them decide to leave rather than get the vaccine. Then we have a shortage of TSA workers.
Yeah.
And then that's, you want to talk about your lines, right? There's your line trigger. There's your security and there's your flight cancellation and all of that. So, yeah, it's winter of our discontent. I'm a little concerned about between things like that, inflation, and you throw in the supply chain issue where you're not going to be able to get the Christmas gift for your kid. Look, I've been trying to get a PlayStation 5 for a year now.
Oh no!
And it's not coming anytime soon. I don't think.
I'm getting toilet paper for Grandma this year. So we were talking to Chuck Todd, the moderator.
Valuable.
Yeah, I know. We invested in some earlier this year. We're talking with Chuck Todd, the moderator of Meet the Press, and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Of course, been in the news a lot over the past few weeks, but both she and Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona have been making much of an appearance in the media. I was actually going to ask you if you saw Mark Kelly anywhere in Washington, if you could just ask him to give us a call so we know he's okay. It really is in his best interest to kind of lay low right now. That's a good strategy for him, isn't it?
Well, it has been. And you know, Kyrsten Sinema has been taking all the arrows from the activists. He gets to quietly sort of not have to be front and center, even though he's the one that's on the ballot in 22, not her. You wouldn't know it by all the action down there. So yeah, I think in many ways he is more than happy to because you're right. Look, we've tried to book him. We haven't had much luck. We did have an interview. A correspondent colleague had an interview with him in the Colorado River recently when we were doing a special on that
on climate change. Yeah. So,
Yeah. But he definitely picks his spots, that's for sure.
It's funny, I was watching MSNBC was up on my screen a couple of days ago here in the studio when Blue Origin flight was taken off with William Shatner, and I was all upset. I'm like, why is Mark Kelly on MSNBC talking about space flight and he won't come out? And then I realized it was Scott Kelly.
Yeah.
Who apparently
I've interviewed, that is one of the few, I have interviewed both. And I interviewed Scott from space, actually, a few years ago. But, yeah, I have interviewed both Kellys.
That is cool. That's cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Chuck. You can catch Chuck Todd on Meet the Press coming up on Sunday morning on Channel 12 here in the Valley, starting at 7 a.m. And there are replays on MSNBC throughout the day. And, of course, you've got Meet the Press daily on MSNBC every weekday.